It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Friday, July 31st. Last time I get to do that in 2020. I'm Beckler. Shauna will be back on Tuesday. Today on the show, man, I got to tell you, this was a long-ass week for me. So Shauna was gone as of last Friday, and we have on our show 15 breaks per day, what we call in radio breaks, 15 spots per content, for content per day. So only, you know, the very best of it makes this podcast. But if you count up that Shauna was gone for 6 days, that means I was responsible for 90 things, 90 different pieces of content. Nobody has 90 things to say. I certainly don't. So I also want to thank anybody this week who sent me items that they thought I could talk about on the air, because it was a big help and I really needed it this week. And a reminder that you can always get in touch with us. Shauna and I, we read everything you send us and we respond to as much of it as we can. Instagram at Beckler89, Twitter at Andrew_Beckler, or email Beckler at x929.ca. But I'm going to be having a few beers this week and relaxing. On this podcast today, we are going to hear from Shauna's laugh. If you know the podcast, you know where that's going. What else? We're going to talk about our mask mandate comes into effect tomorrow in Calgary, and I have one major concern about it. I attempted a COPS by myself. You can tell me how you think that went. And you're going to hear a story that you may have heard before.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
The biggest news out of Edmonton so far during the pandemic came yesterday. Not the announcement that they'd be a hub city for the NHL playoffs, and not even the mandatory mask order from yesterday. No. The Oilers have made 50-50 tickets available when the season resumes tomorrow. And there is nothing Edmonton loves more than a 50-50 draw. They love them more than they love the Oilers. They love them more than McDavid, more than bringing up the potholes. CTV Edmonton posted this story to Facebook yesterday, and it had 250 shares within the first hour. So the tickets are actually going to be available to all Albertans, but let's not kid ourselves. We know who's going to be driving sales. I honestly won't be surprised if the pot for the first game is $1 million. Because think about it. That 50-50 money has been burning a hole in Terry's pocket since the season was suspended. Terry knows there's a good chance he won't be able to buy 50-50 tickets at football games this year either, and that's the main reason people went to see the former Eskimos play. This is going to be madness. They're going to crash the ticket system, and some Terry is going to become wealthy. Monday's headline, Jeff Bezos surpassed as world's richest man by Terry from Nisku, who won the 50-50 draw from the oil game. Whee!
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
My two boys love watching this YouTube channel called Brave Wilderness, and it's hosted by a guy called Coyote Peterson. It's a good channel. He travels all over, and he teaches you about insects and animals, and he lets all kinds of bugs sting him, which is really funny. But Coyote is obviously not his real name. His real name is Nathaniel. Coyote is his wilderness name. Have you ever met anyone who goes by a wilderness name? Growing up, our classes used to go to this conservation area, and there was a woman who worked there who went by a wilderness name. And I couldn't remember what it was, though, so I texted my brother last night, my younger brother, and I asked if he remembered. Here's his response. You bet your sweet ass I remember. Her name was Cougar. What a bizarre lady. She was definitely having intercourse with the animals. You know what else this reminds me of is something I said years ago on this show. Everyone always picks really cool predators for this sort of thing. Or if they say like, oh, the wolf is my spirit animal. No one ever picks prey, lowly prey. And based on population distribution alone, there are going to be far more crappy ones than cool ones. We can't all be eagles. And nobody's saying the fly is their spirit animal. No nature guide is calling themselves moth.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was sent this list by a friend of the show, and it was called the 25 most overrated bands. And obviously, you know, this is just someone's opinion, but it hooked me. It was one of those that it didn't even just give you the full list. You had to like click through all the different slides, but I clicked right to the end because I wanted to tell you about it. So here, according to them, are the 25 most overrated bands out of the bands that we play. These are the bands that we play who made the list. Imagine Dragons was at number 25. The Chili Peppers at 21. Radiohead at 19. Nirvana at 15. I can feel the anger growing. Green Day at 9. And Oasis at 7. So those were the artists that we play who appeared on the list. It almost seems like they made this list
in order to start a fight. You know, like they took the biggest rock acts of the last 30 years and just crapped on them. And it's working because here I am giving it attention. They had Guns N' Roses as the most overrated band ever. I guess it was bands and not like just artists in general, but I would have had Drake up at number one. I agree with their assessment of AC/DC at 18. Sorry about that, Terry. But then, like, you know, they had Queen on the list as one of the most overrated bands. They had the Rolling Stones at number 22. And if you're going to call the Rolling Stones overrated, I'm probably going to take your opinion and just throw it right in the garbage.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
The mask mandate goes into effect tomorrow. You'll be required to wear a face covering in all indoor public spaces here in Calgary. And I'm a little bit worried about how we're going to handle it. Not how we're going to handle wearing masks, but about how we're going to treat each other because of it. Somewhere within the last couple of months, masks became a religion for some people. They, you know, they're either a symbol that you're pure and virtuous or evidence that you've been brainwashed and are part of the downfall of society. It's a square of cloth. Like, how are we tearing ourselves apart over this? I'll wear the mask if health experts say it works, and I'll wear it. And now it's bylaw, so we have to. But you still have people who are so fervently anti-mask that they're acting like this is the beginning of the end. You know, you agree to wear a mask today, and you'll be in a gulag tomorrow. Look, the erosion of our rights is a concern of mine, too, but this isn't it. This is a public health measure in a time of emergency. And on the other side, you have people who are acting like the mask mandate is going to be our sole deliverance from this plague. I've seen people who live in places where they haven't yet mandated masks, and they're talking like their civic government must be some sort of death cult, like they want people to die. If we even bring masks up here at the station, people are ready to fight. Last weekend, Andy posted a status on the X Facebook page that said just face masks. That's all it said. Over 200 comments, people screaming at each other. Yesterday on this show, I read a paragraph from the World Health Organization about wearing a mask while exercising, and a woman phoned in flabbergasted that the information I had read was different than what she had read. And how could I be so responsible or so irresponsible? I can't be the only person who feels like I'm going crazy watching these two groups of zealots tear their eyes out. When you think of all the death and the money spent and the businesses lost and the impact to education, we're seriously going to fight over a 4-inch strip of cloth? Are you kidding? If it helps keep us open and it slows this thing down, I'm happy to wear the mask, but I'm not going to scream at the first person I see tomorrow who isn't wearing one. Maybe that person has a reason. I don't know. I'm just going to wear my mask, try to be patient, and keep a bit of perspective here.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Quite some time ago, Shauna and I were messing around with this program called Liarbird, and it's a software that imitates a person's voice. It's actually super scary. It's like an audio deep fake, and the potential for this tech to be used for nefarious purposes is definitely, it's there. Well, I got an email from the company saying they've improved their software. And since we're missing Shauna this week, I wanted to try to use it to have Shauna, or at least an AI version of Shauna, on the show. I was also reminded of a review on our podcast on iTunes, where one friend of this show pointed out that Shauna's laugh sounds like a McDonald's straw sliding up and down in the cup. So I thought, between the voice imitation program and a McDonald's drink cup, could we replace Shauna? Unfortunately, it looks like she has to speak into the program. Like, they're still working on the function where you can just upload audio of someone speaking. But right now, like, she would have to be here and read what they want her to read. But what I do have is a McDonald's cup here. And I miss getting a reaction from Shauna when I make a joke on the air. So I'm going to rip a couple, and then the cup will fill in for her laughing, okay? Hey, Shauna, hot enough for you? Looks like a storm's coming. We better hail a taxi. Oh, look at that. Just like the real thing. Of course, even with the McDonald's cup and the very best voice imitation software in the world, what we can't replace is Shauna's personality, her wit, and her kind heart.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I wasn't kidding when I said I miss having like someone react to the things that I say on the air, because it's weird just being in here talking to yourself. I have some friends who worked in radio and then left to go do stand-up comedy. My friend Scott Belford comes to mind. He's a very funny guy, very funny comedian who used to work in radio and now he's doing stand-up full-time. And he's mentioned to me that when you're doing stand-up comedy, you get like the instant gratification of an audience laughing at the things you say. Where, and I may have mentioned this before on the air, but like I'll say something on the air, whether it's meant to be funny or
make you think. And then I just play the next song, and then I just sit here by myself and hope that people enjoyed it. I don't know. Even with this podcast, like, I don't know if you're enjoying this right now. The one thing about the stand-up comedy comparison that I think definitely needs to be said, though, is that when you bomb in stand-up comedy, you also know. Whereas if I'm bombing here, I don't really know. I don't know if people have switched the station or if they've called me an idiot out loud or if, you know, whenever you stop listening to the podcast, if I make a real stinker. So that's kind of nice. You're a little bit insulated from that. You get the good and the bad.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Yesterday, we were talking about this proposal put forward by a hospital in Toronto to protect kids this fall when they go back to school by having some classes outside, and how there is some historical precedent for this. It happened during tuberculosis in the 1918 Spanish flu, I think, and how, you know, even in some parts around the country, there are outdoor schools, which I think is a really cool idea. And I posted this article on Facebook. People brought up the concern that I had too, which is what about when it gets really, really cold? And I mentioned this elementary school up in Nunavut, in Iqaluit, where they teach grade 1 and 2 students outside. And obviously, I think they're coming in for breaks and that sort of thing, and they're making sure everyone has proper winter gear. But if they can do it, then we could probably do it here in Calgary, where our winters are quite a bit more mild than Nunavut. I responded to a few people who were concerned about the cold and said, come on, cold is good for you. It puts hair on your chest. Did you ever hear that saying growing up? Something will put hair on your chest? Real strong drink. Or my grandpa used to say that about like vegetables and stuff. They'll put hair on your chest. They're good for you. We don't say that anymore. And I think that's largely because no one's after a real hairy chest these days. I have a hairy chest. I wish it was less hairy. I'll admit there are a few people out there who like a real hairy chest, but I think they're dwindling in numbers. I like when I use that phrase, I like to make it even more graphic. Like if someone pours me a really strong drink, I'll be like, whoo, that'll put hair on your ass.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I'm a little surprised no one sent this story to me yet. Usually our audience is all over this sort of thing, but I was reading that the Lime Scooter Company has recognized they have a bit of a problem with scooters being ditched where they aren't supposed to be. People engaging in some unsafe scooting. So they've launched what they're calling Lime Patrol. And it's a team of ambassadors who are going to educate and remind users where to park scooters, that sort of thing. You probably already see where this is going, don't you? They're scooter cops. And we will see how this goes without Shauna here, but...
Scooter cops!
Park your scooter right, we're providing oversight.
Scooter cops!
What kind of rips you doing, son?
Just ripping on a scooter, sir.
That's right. We've got reports of 2 people on 1 scoot. Let's roll. That's the 5th bloody ankle this week.
Scooter cops!
If you're clowning when you scoot, we won't hesitate to shoot.
Scooter cops!
The VNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
The Friday morning pizza chat is for Atlas Pizza, so let's chat.
This is Hunger Pains. In your neighborhood, who you gonna call? Dollar's Pizza! If you're feeling weird and you need some food, who you gonna call? Dollar's Pizza!
This morning, I would like to tell you about something unsettling that happened to me, 6 months ago or so. We decided to order pizza for supper, and I pressed order on the pizza website, and no more than 3.5 minutes later, the doorbell rang. McKenna and I looked at each other and said, no way, there's just no way. But it was. It was the pizza. Consider that the pizza place is further than 3.5 minutes from my house, and that it takes, at this particular pizza chain, 8 minutes to put a pie through the oven. I even asked the driver how he got there so fast, and he said, not busy. But I found that to be unsatisfactory. You're thinking, well, Beckler, someone ordered the same pizza as you, canceled, and they sent that pizza out to your house. This is all a strange coincidence. But no, this was an oddly sized half-and-half pizza. The chances of that happening are astronomical. I believe this was a ghost pizza delivered by a ghost driver who was flying Zaws from beyond the grave. We even considered calling back to the pizza place to get some answers, but I suspect they would have said, whatever do you mean? That driver died 10 years ago this very night.
Feed no ghost.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
This week, we've seen the deaths of a couple high-profile American political figures due to COVID-19. One was one-time presidential candidate Herman Cain, who was also the co-chairman of Black Voices for Trump. and the co-founder of Turning Point, which is a pro-Trump student group, Bill Montgomery. Both were outspoken against wearing masks during the pandemic. And some people, including some of my own friends, thought these deaths were hilarious. That COVID killed two guys who encouraged people not to mask up. Is it ironic? Yes. Is it a bit harder to sympathize knowing they ignored medical advice? It kind of is. I just can't imagine taking pleasure in another COVID death because I disagreed with the person. I think both of these men were wrong. I think they were spreading misinformation, and they were both fairly controversial figures in other ways too. But they weren't violent. They weren't dictators. I think they had some wrong ideas, but Lord knows what information they were receiving that led them to those beliefs. And yet, people online, including people I know, were celebrating the fact that they're dead now. The virus is scary, but so is this, to think that there are people who would rather see their political opponents die than try to reason with them.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Do you think Da Club will ever come back after the pandemic? Because right now, bars and restaurants are open, but nightclubs are not. It's the dancing that's a concern, obviously. Do you think we're ever going to see people getting dressed up and going out for a night of dancing ever again? People grinding up on each other, all sweaty, listening to Usher or whatever it is they play in the clubs. Now, I haven't been to the club for quite some time, as you can tell. Nightclubs seem to be dwindling in population even before all this hit, and now even it feels so weird to be like standing too close to someone, let alone on a packed dance floor full of sweaty strangers, putting your hands up.
Put them up.
Maybe once we're all vaccinated, we can go back to Greece and on the dance floor, but for the time being, it seems unlikely.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.